السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمنهم شقي وسعيد. وقال تبارك وتعالى: لعلك باخع نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين إن نشأ ننزل عليهم من السماء آية فظلت أعناقهم لها خاضعين. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, one of the great sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the great sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was his fikr, his concern for the hidayat of all of mankind. It's a great sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in many ayats of the Quran Sharif the worry that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in his heart for all of mankind. And many ayats of the Quran Sharif where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that don't over exert yourself, don't worry too much, you are causing taklif on yourself, you're causing difficulty upon yourself, O my Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Perhaps you may destroy yourself because they are not bringing iman. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ شَأْ نُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. If we wish, if Allah wishes, we can send down a sign, a miracle from the sky, and all of them will bow down and submit and accept. But this is not the system of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat to whomsoever He wishes. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala causes to be misled whomsoever He wishes in accordance to His wisdom, in accordance to His knowledge, in accordance to His justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is hidayat, is totally in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot guide who you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. But Allah gives hidayat to whomsoever He wishes. So the lesson we learn from these ayat is that the fikr that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for all of mankind, that how mankind can become successful, how everyone can gain success. So like all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, they were all well wishes for mankind. They wished well for mankind. They would say, Inni lakum nasihun amin. I am a well wisher for you. I want the best for you. This is what the Anbiya alayhi salam came with. And this is what the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stands for. If we are true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we have to question ourselves, look within ourselves, that how much of the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do I have? Fikr, worry for myself, obviously for my own hidayat, and hidayat for all of mankind. How much of that worry, how much of concern do I have? And what practical steps am I taking so that I can also fulfill this responsibility that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left with us? Because if you are a true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have to be an inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are a true follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have to be someone who worries about mankind and has fikr for mankind and invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my way. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with conviction. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, I as well as those who follow me. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and glory be to Allah, and I am not from those who make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a true follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was involved in the early days in Dawat and inviting the people of Makkah Mukarrama towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they began complaining to his beloved uncle Abu Talib. They went to complain to Abu Talib that your nephew is insulting our gods and he is calling people away from our gods and from all the idols and etc. So Abu Talib summoned his nephew, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the presence of his uncle Abu Talib, and there were other leaders of the Quraysh there as well. So then Abu Talib said, these are the complaints that they have against you, O my nephew, and these are the complaints that they have. What do you have to say? And why? When Abu Talib said that, then all the Quraysh, they began mentioning all their complaints that they had. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his uncle that I am inviting them only to one statement. I am inviting them only towards one kalima, or one statement. If they accept this, then all the Arabs and the non-Arabs will all become subservient to them. I'm inviting them to one statement. So when the leaders of the Quraysh heard this, Abu Jahl, so he said, we are ready to accept 10 statements also. If this is what we are going to get out of it, we are ready to accept 10. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm inviting you to La ilaha illallah. I'm only inviting you to La ilaha illallah. When he said that, then they said, they refused. They said, Aja'ala al-alihata ilaha wahida. Has he made all the gods into one god? They rejected this kalima of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna hadha la shay'un ujab. This is amazing statement that he's making. وَانْطَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُ, when all those influential people from the Quraysh, they all proceeded. And they said, أَنِمْشُ, they said, proceed. وَاسْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ آلِهَتِكُمْ, and remain steadfast on your idols, on your gods. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا اخْتِلَاقٌ, this is something that has been fabricated and made up. So they remain firm upon that, upon their disbelief. But this was the fikr that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And he would invite them, O people, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, you will become successful. This was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fikr for all of mankind. So we need to look within our lives and see how much of that fikr do I have in my life. That fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can I increase the fikr in my heart? How can I become an inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I also give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I use the various opportunities that I get during the course of my day, during the course of my life, to be a true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also be an inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are many examples that are given in the Quran Sharif of how the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst them is in Surah Yusuf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when the two youngsters, they entered the jail with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. Two youngsters entered the prison with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They were charged with attempting to assassinate the ruler. Both were actually servants in the court of the ruler. One was the butler, he would pour the drinks, and the other was the chef. And they were arrested on charges of trying to poison and kill the ruler. So Allah Ta'ala mentions about these two youngsters that entered the jail with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So both had some amazing dream or strange dream that they saw, and they came and presented the dream to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. One of them said, I see myself squeezing the wine, or squeezing the grapes and making wine. وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا. I see that I'm carrying bread on my head. تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ. And birds are eating from that bread. And they came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the jail, and they say to him, نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِ. That inform us of the interpretation of this dream. What is the interpretation? What is the ta'wil or the interpretation of this dream? Now, why were they drawn to him? Why did they come to him for the interpretation of their dream? That's mentioned in the next part of the ayat. Allah Ta'ala says that they said, Inna naraka minal muhsineen. We see you to be from those who are people of goodness, people of ihsan, people of good. Inna naraka minal muhsineen. So they were attracted like magnets towards it. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Automatically they had some dream. They knew this is the man or this is the person we need to go to. Inna naraka minal muhsineen. So they would see in the dream, in a jail, the akhlaq of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. How he would treat the other fellow prisoners. He would see, tend to the sick. He would, anyone had any problems, he would speak to them. He would console them. He had beautiful akhlaq. They would see the ibadat of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam within the jail, how he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They saw all these beautiful qualities. And they said, Inna naraka minal muhsirin. We see you to be from those who are the people of goodness. That is why they came for the interpretation to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمَا. He said to them that before I give you the interpretation of this dream, before the next meal comes to you, they knew they had their times for their meals within the prison. Before the next meal comes to you, I will tell you the interpretation of this dream. So he told them, don't worry, I'm going to give you the interpretation of this dream. But before that, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam seized the opportunity. He seized the opportunity of da'wat ilallah, of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people had confidence in him. They came to ask him for the interpretation of the dream. But before giving the interpretation of the dream, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam used the opportunity of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how he introduced Allah to them was first, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. This interpretation of dreams is from what my Lord has taught me. That's how he introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them gradually. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. He didn't start by saying, why are you not worshipping Allah? You know, who do you all worship? Why are you all not? He didn't start like that. He started with wisdom, with hikmat. He said, this interpretation of dreams you all are asking me is from what my Lord has taught me. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. And then he said to them, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. As for me, I have left the religion of those who don't believe in Allah and Akhirah. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And those who are disbelievers in Akhirah, I have left that religion. I don't follow that. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. So he didn't ask them, why are you all not believing in Allah? Why are you not believing in Akhirat? But he put it to them like that, I have left, I leave that out, I don't follow those kind of people. وَاتَّبَعْتُ. And I follow the religion, the creed of my forefathers, Abai, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq, of Ibrahim al-Islam, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ أَبَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. My forefathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he introduced to them the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. First he introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he introduced to them the belief in Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That I follow the creed of my forefathers, Ibrahim, and Ishaq, and Yaqub. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And then he said to them, مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. That it's not possible for us that we make shirk with Allah, that we attribute any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. This is not the way of these pious personalities, or the way of the messengers of Allah, that we do not make any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's introducing them to Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says to them, ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. This is from the grace of Allah upon us. It's the bounty of Allah, that Allah has given us this such a great ni'mat. I'm not boasting about it to you, but I'm saying to you, this is from the bounty of Allah, that Allah has blessed us with this belief in Tawheed of La ilaha illallah, and now I'm sharing it with you. But وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of mankind, they don't make shukr to Allah for this great ni'mat. For the great ni'mat of Tawheed, of Kalima, La ilaha illallah, believing in one Allah, believing in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It's such a great ni'mat, but most of mankind, they don't appreciate it. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Then he began becoming more direct in his approach. And then he uses beautiful words. He said, يَا صَاحِبَ السِّجْنِ. Oh, my two satis. Oh, my two companions in jail. My two colleagues. يَا صَاحِبَ السِّجْنِ. Oh, my two colleagues in jail. أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ. Are many different gods better? أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. Oh, one Allah who is all-powerful and irresistible and has power over everyone. أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. So now he was more direct to them, and he questioned them. He questioned their logic. He posed this question to them, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. And then he said to them, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُهَا. Whatever you are worshipping besides Allah, and nothing but names which you and your forefathers have named, سَمَّيْتُمُ أَنْتُمُ أَبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانٍ. Allah didn't send any proof for that, to worship anyone besides Allah. The message of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam from the beginning is to worship one Allah. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانٍ. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. The hukam and command comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Allah has commanded you must only worship Him. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the straight deed. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of mankind don't know. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And thereafter, He said, Ya Sahibai Sijni, O my two companions of jail. And then he gave them the interpretation of the dream. Amma ahadukuma fayasqi rabbahu khamra, etc. He gave the interpretation of the dream. The message that I am giving in these ayat from Surah Yusuf is that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, he looked for the opportunity. One of the major lessons we can learn from these ayat is that the two companions in jail were attracted to Yusuf alayhi salam because of his akhlaq, because of his good character. Are our colleagues, those who we are interacting with, our customers, our patients, our fellow students, our employees, our employers, are they attracted to us? Do they say that, you know, these are the wonderful people. These are the people, if I need some advice, I will go to them. These are people, I need some help, I will speak to them. If I need some assistance, I will go to them. Are our colleagues, friends, are they attracted to us? And thereafter, how much do we make use of our opportunities? When we get an opportunity, how much do we make use of our opportunities to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I had mentioned at the beginning, that great sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that burning fikr within the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of hidayat for all of mankind. How much of that fikr is within my heart? How much am I making dua for myself and for the hidayat of mankind? What practical effort am I making to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is one example, and I will conclude. Mufti Muhammad Aqus Sahab, Damat Barakatum of Newcastle, Darul Uloom, mentioned about his brother that he was running a hardware shop or hardware company, and he had about 400 employees under him. And he says that every single one of them, he gave them dawat. He gave dawat to every single one of them. He invited every one of them, and some amongst them did accept Islam. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some amongst them did accept Islam. And then on a weekly basis, he would call them to the head office and he would do ta'lim with them. He would teach them the basics of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what practical effort am I making to become an inviter towards Allah and a true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In this lies our success. In this lies our safety. In this lies our aman and our iman, the safety of ourselves and our safety of our society, the safety of our children, the safety of our future in this country. If we become true bearers of this fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the hidayat of all around us, may Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq for amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.